dichotomy. In one word, that's how I've come to view Project Engage. It's how one might define co-founders Manu Platt and Robert Neerham.
I remember this guy when he was an undergraduate at Morehouse College.
Both are PhDs, Platt an assistant professor at Tech, and Neerham a professor emeritus.
Fall, October 2000, when I first met him to talk to him about graduate opportunities at Georgia Tech.
Platt is a 30-something African-American with a bold personality and a near-constant laugh.
I'm sorry.
Neerham is older, measured, and deliberate in speech, but they fully agree on the mission of Project Engage.
Inspire these students to aspire to a life with wider possibilities, to give them the opportunity to actually do science, do
the
research.
The opportunity by being at Georgia Tech to feel comfortable with the fact, yeah, I could.
Picking which two students to follow was difficult for me on many levels. Even harder was knowing I'm looking at Amadou and Jade and putting on the radio my interpretation of them. I view Amadou as confident, a dreamer who didn't accept there's sometimes a dividing line between dreams and reality. Jade, I still struggle to find words to explain Jade. She's an enigma, but one whose very being is kind and good and empathetic. I'm curious about the two I picked. So I ask, was I right?
Amadou is an individual with a tremendous amount of self-confidence.
Right, so Amadou won.
He said from the very beginning that his goal was to ultimately get a PhD and cure cancer. Jade, on the other hand,
I am a big Jade fan.
She's actually very good in her own right.
There are a few in the program that we definitely wanted to make sure we picked that, where I call them quiet killers.
I quickly learned these students are bright and strong. What I didn't learn is just how strong some are.
There's a story about one of them, Jim.
Dr. Neerham asked me not to use his name. This student struggles sometimes in school and needs extra help. They say he's one of those quiet killers.
One of our admin assistants was driving in from the west side one day, drove by this young African-American man walking on the sidewalk, and she got a couple blocks down the street and thought, that looks like one of the students in Project Engage.
Later, she asked the young man,
was that you I saw walking in? Oh, yeah, I walk in. She said, how far do you walk? Oh, it's only about 5 miles.
Each way.
But the fact that this young man, who again, academically probably isn't quite at the level of an Amadou or some of the others, had that kind of commitment, that says something to me.
Students' abilities, dreams, potential, they're no less valuable because that student's a minority. And aptitude isn't always reflected on a report card or in SAT scores. So many times I heard how the Engage scholars challenged established scientists to consider something different, ask a simple question, and be open to improbable answers, to not get hung up on dichotomies. After all, science is really just trying to make sense of what's so far seemed impossible. Jim Burris, WABE News.